Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. And we're off to a new week. We're off to a new day. And God is with us. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Sometimes it seems like we're walking alone, doesn't it? Sometimes it seems like we've been completely and totally abandoned by everything that we believed in, everybody that we cared for, that there's just no help. But the Bible says that God is an ever-present help, ever-present help in a time of trouble. And you might be facing some trouble. Maybe when you went to bed last night, you really didn't want to see this morning. You didn't want to have to deal with the things that were looming before you. But I promise you, if you will hold on to the hand of the Lord, if you won't cast away your confidence, if you will believe what he has said, see, we can pray and pray and pray and pray and pray, but that's only half the equation. Jesus said, when you pray, believe that you receive whatever it is that you've asked for, and then speak it, and you shall have it. That's the Master's own words. And so, remember, no matter what the situation, no matter what you're facing, pray, believe, and confess the victory. And you will still be standing up when the dust of battle has cleared. You are facing, especially in these times, we as Christians are facing some awesome spiritual battles. Satan knows that his time is short, and he is coming after Christians, he's coming after Christianity, he's coming after anything that stands for the truth, anything that is right. He wants to just destroy the morality of this nation, of the world, because he is preparing for that last and final great attempt to make the earth his. But we know he's going to fail. But in the meantime, you and I are going to have to stand. We're going to have to stand arrayed in all the armor that Ephesians 6 talks about. And always remember this, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I don't care if it's a person at work that you're having to deal with, if it is a problem of some kind that just seems insurmountable. The greater one lives inside you, and you will be able to overcome. You will be able to stand, because Jesus will never, ever abandon you. Remember that. Now, there's a wonderful scripture in Isaiah 60. And I know that I'm going to be kind of taking it out of context, because it's talking about the millennial reign, when Jesus reigns on the face of the earth and the capital of the earth is Jerusalem. But years ago, I was reading this particular scripture, and the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart through it and said, this has to do today with you. You see, everything that's going to be available for the most part for the whole world during the millennial reign of Christ is available to you and I as Christians now. We have already entered into the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is within us. But we have to see that, know that, and act upon it. Now, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, Amplified Bible, says, arise. That's a command. Arise. Stop allowing yourself to be beat down, prostrate to the fact that you just feel immobile. You can't handle it. You just don't know what to do. In fact, you've been having suicidal thoughts. Get rid of those. Those come from the devil. He's just trying to negate you, take you out, so that you can't be effective for the Lord and his kingdom. So arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. These circumstances that are going on around you, they're just circumstances. And God is greater than any circumstance. He's able to lead you out. He's able to protect you, defend you, to defend your reputation. So arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. rise to a new life. See, what new life? You have new life in Jesus. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. That's the promise of the Word. That's the promise that Jesus made to you. He made it to you. You know, we think, oh yeah, he made it to the preacher. He made it to the Sunday school teacher. He made it to this one, to them, but not to me. That's a lie of the devil. He made it to you. And so the command is arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. All right? Shine. Be radiant with the glory of the Lord. See, the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. When you gave your heart and your life to Jesus, His glory, His anointing, His Holy Spirit came upon you. And so shine, be radiant with the glory of the Lord, for your light has come. And remember, Jesus is the light of the world, but then He has also made you the light of the world. There is glory within you because the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all indwell you. So stop allowing the enemy to beat you down. Stop. Get up. Get up. Get up in your spirit first. Let God arise and these enemies be shattered and conquered and beaten out of your life. For your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. It's upon you. And not only does God want you to be victorious as a person, but He wants you to be able to take that victory which you have, which you know, which is yours, and give it to your neighbor, give it to your friend, give it to the person that you're in line behind your morning cup of coffee. Let that glory of God that is upon you and within you shine. Don't be down. Don't allow yourself to be depressed. You know, there comes a time when people almost want to be depressed. They want it. There's that wonderful scripture that says, if you will be obedient and willing, you shall eat the good of the land. And some people who are even obedient just aren't willing to, for whatever reason, to break out. They like being depressed. They like being sick. They like having people minister to them and making over them. Stop it. You don't want to live that way. You want to live with victory. People don't want to be around an old down-in-the-mouth, always complaining, always negative person. And you don't have to be that way because the great one, the positive one, the anointed one indwells you. So we're going to do that this day, this week, this month, this year. We're going to arise from the depression and the prostration in which circumstances have kept us, and we're going to rise to our new life, which we have in Jesus. We are going to shine. We are going to be radiant with the glory of the Lord. And because our light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon me. You know what it says in the book of Revelation? They overcame him, meaning Satan, the devil, and all of his ferocious kingdom. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the testimony of their mouth, of their word. It's so important that you understand what Jesus did for you on the cross. It's so important that you understand the victory that was won there. In Corinthians, it says, if the princes of this world, and I think the princes that are being spoken of there are not the earthly princes, but the satanic princes, the ones spoken of in Ephesians chapter 6. If the princes of this world would have understood the cross, they never, never would have crucified the Prince of Glory. They wouldn't have done it because it was in the cross and in His giving His life for you and for me, He paid the price so that we could all walk free of the curse. We could walk free of our sins. We could become new creations in Christ Jesus. Now, we don't need to be down and depressed and discouraged all the time. We don't need that because we will live good by the words of our mouth. You will eat good by the words of your mouth. Begin to confess Jesus. Begin to confess victory. Begin. And you say, well, the devil keeps telling me I'm a sinner. Well, he's a liar now, isn't he? There's been no truth in him from the get-go. He is a liar. He is the father of liars. Whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the report of the Lord, or are you going to believe the report of the deceiver and the liar? Remember, if you know Jesus, you'll know freedom. If there is no Jesus, there'll be no freedom. This is Pastor Woodson Moore, Ferreton Christian Center. Jesus is freedom.